This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two conservation groups are petitioning the Montana Department of Environmental Quality to designate the Big Hole River, a treasured southwestern Montana fishery, as impaired for nutrient pollution. The groups argue that an impairment designation will lead the state to put the Big Hole on a pollution diet to limit the nitrogen and phosphorus that are contributing to the fishery-damaging algal blooms that have become a recurrent issue. Common sources of nutrient pollution include runoff from fertilizers, insecticides, and herbicides from agricultural fields, as well as poorly maintained septic systems and manure from livestock. Upper Missouri Waterkeepers and the Big Hole River Foundation are basing their petition on 5 years of data collection that has found consistently high levels of nitrogen and phosphorus at multiple sites on the Big Hole River. The Big Hole River has seen neon green algal blooms fueled by nutrients each summer. Overgrown algae can lower dissolved oxygen levels, harming fish and some of the macroinvertebrates that they eat. The petitioners are asking the DEQ to acknowledge that portions of the Big Hole River are exceeding established water quality thresholds and designate the waterway as impaired for nutrient pollution. The petition also notes the historically low water flows, high water temperatures, and declining fish populations in the Big Hole in recent years. In 2023, FWP biologists recorded historically low numbers of brown trout along stretches of the Big Hole River. Wade Fellen, a longtime fishing guide, described the impairment designation petition as part of his group's larger effort to help the Big Hole River recover from chronic and acute threats. Fellen said, "The Big Hole is suffering blow after blow, extremely low flows prompting mid-season fishing closures and miles-long algal blooms." Under existing Montana law, the DEQ is required to provide an initial determination on the petition within 60 days, although Montana lawmakers are debating a bill that would stretch the agency's response time to 180 days. Helena student robotics teams are set to compete in international contests. Two high school robotics teams and an elementary school robotics team have been working on their robots since school began last September and competed at the state robotics competition in February, where these teams qualified for or earned invitations to upcoming robotics competitions. Team Fusion, Team ProtoStars, and Team Nano are all Helena-based robotics teams that have gained international recognition. Kate Drinan, a member of Team Fusion, says, "We start in elementary school up through senior year of high school involved in STEM, and so it's just like a gateway into engineering and career paths." Team Fusion will be competing at the First Tech World Championship in Houston, Texas, in April. Team ProtoStars, the other high school team, has been selected to a world premier tournament in Canada in July, which features a twist to the competition, in which the teams earn points by having their robots put blocks into a basket or hang them on a pipe. In part of the competition, the robots are driven by team members. In other contests, the robots must operate autonomously. Team Nano, the elementary school student robotics team, will compete against 90 other teams from across the world in Long Beach, California, in May. Rivers Brown, a member of Team Nano, says, "I love engineering to find solutions to real-world problems. Those real-world problem-solving skills are put to use outside of the competition." In Helena, Team Fusion helps the Transportation Safety Administration. Kathleen Cook of Team Fusion says, "We help the TSA with a variety of projects in the basement of the Helena Airport. They reach out to us when they have things that they need to have fixed or problems they have. We find solutions for them." With the robotics team's help, Helena has been named a Lift Cell Airport Innovation Hub. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.